Take your Bibles and turn to the book of Genesis, if you would, please. Mother's Day, second Sunday of May. So it could be as early as May the 8th, or it can be as late as May the 14th. The book of Psalms 127, verse 3 says, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." Genesis 1:28 says, "And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply." Genesis 3:16, "Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children." Good thoughts, and some thoughts not quite so good about the burden of bearing a child. But if you would, let us stand together, if you're able. Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. We find here the first child born on planet Earth. "And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord." True or false, children are a gift from God. They are. Continuing, verse 2, "And she again bare his brother, Abel. And Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had no respect," or had not respect. "And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door." Dear Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord, your hand of blessing upon us this day. Help us, Lord, as we look into your word, and as we think about mothers, and Lord, for all of us, thank you so very much. And Lord, we ask now that your hand would be upon each mother. Give them a good day. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. "I have gotten a man from the Lord." She was happy. But this was all new. Now, maybe other animals during this time had children, or had whatever you would call a baby elephant. No, elephants are what, 9 years? That wouldn't have happened. But, you know, rabbits or whatever. We find that knew that child, or that a female would have an offspring. And she was excited. But we also find here man's first religion. And it's contrary to God's will and desire. Cain brought vegetables to the Lord. Now, my opinion is he brought certain vegetables, and the Lord said, "I was only kidding when I made those." And we know what those are, right? There's three of them. What are the three? Broccoli. No, not broccoli. I like broccoli. Beets? No. Peas, lima beans, and Brussels sprouts. God was only kidding when he made those, folks. Some of you need to come to the altar. You can come right now. But he brought the best. I believe he brought the best of his garden. And God said, "That's not what I want. I need a lamb that's been slain," because it's a picture of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Because we are saved by the blood of the Lord. I don't care how good we are in our daily walk, that you're the nicest driver out there on Hall Road, that's not going to get you saved. That if the cashier at McDonald's gives you back change for a $100 bill instead of a $10 bill and you return it, that's not going to get you into heaven. I mean, that's nice that you did that, but we are only saved through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. If something goes against the wishes of the Lord and God said, if thou doest well, thou shalt thou not be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. We need to remember that God is God. God is God and he has the final decision in the matter. Now, we may not like this, and humanism may teach us otherwise, but God is God, and he has the right to say what he wants. Our God is a God of life. He is a God of life. He created life. He created life, and he has a purpose for life. And God loves life. He is pro-life. Our bodies are amazing. Would you agree with that? Our bodies are amazing. Ponder a moment your heart and your blood. How long can you live without your heart beating? Not very long, can you? That heart needs to keep beating. How many of your hearts are still beating? Yeah. Yeah. 64 plus years of this heart just... Well, not that fast, but whatever. Some of you longer. How about your blood? Do you find blood amazing? It's like you cut yourself and blood comes out. And do you run out of blood then if you bleed too much? Well, you could if it all came out at once. But, you know, if you cut yourself and you bleed some, it's not like you have a loss of blood. What's your body do? Replenishes it. Blood's amazing. Amazing. How about your eyes and your ears? Now, I know that my eyes are not what they once were. I remember I was in the eighth grade, and do you remember having those eye tests in school? How many of you had a eye test in school? How many of you got something in the mail that said, Paul Madonna needs to go to an eye doctor? Well, no, you didn't get one that said Paul Madonna. But I remember I was told that my eyes had a problem. It never dawned on me that I couldn't read the blackboards anymore from the back of the room. But eyes are amazing, and ears. Ears are amazing. Have you ever noticed that children hear what they're not supposed to hear? And don't hear what they're supposed to hear? I mean, that is amazing, isn't it? Yeah. How about your hands and feet? Aren't you glad for thumbs? Yes. And big toes. Do you know that one of the punishments for capturing a king in old days was for them to remove their thumbs and their big toes? If they removed their thumbs, they could not hold a weapon. And if they removed their big toes, they couldn't run. And so they would do that. But aren't you glad you have thumbs? Yes. How about your elbows? Aren't you glad that you can do this? Wouldn't it be terrible if we couldn't? I'm in a really goofy mood today, and I'm really sorry. I really am. I can't wait to give my wife her Mother's Day gift. I'm just so excited. I can get a burst. My two daughters-in-law, between them, have given us 8 grandchildren, 4 boys and 4 girls. The oldest will be 21 in June, and the youngest will be 5 this year. We're excited. Between them, they've had 4 miscarriages. It's always amazing how sad when we lose someone like that. But we're excited for the birth of children. In the Bible, it says when a woman was pregnant, that she is what? With child. She is with child, not a fetus. Not a blob, not a mistake, with child. God loves the children of the world. He loves them. Humanism says it's unfair that a woman has this burden. But God says it is a blessing. It is a blessing. Take your Bibles and turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 31. Proverbs chapter 31. Be you a child from natural birth if you're a mother. If you're a mother from natural birth or through adoption or foster parent, thank you. Thank you for being a mother. But there are responsibilities to being a mother. And there are responsibilities for being a dad. And it says in Proverbs chapter 31, beginning at verse 1, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy, notice that his what? Mother taught him. Not too many of you have had to do your mother's funeral. It's a very difficult thing. But many of you have lost your mother. In a little while, we're going to be giving carnations to the mothers as they leave. Please come by and get yours. I understand that there are red and white carnations. One tells you that your mother is still alive and the other that your mother has passed. We also have pink carnations because maybe you don't like white or red. We'd like to give them to you today. And my wife has made some cookies. I find it interesting that she didn't let me know she made cookies until I got into the car this morning and there they were and I didn't have any. I could have. But we have some little treats for you mothers when you leave. But King Lemuel, most believe it is Solomon, his mother had taught him. His mother had taught him some things. Mothers, you need to be a teacher of that which is good. Now, there are two ways that you teach your children. Would you agree with that? Two ways. One is by mouth, and the other is by example or by your actions. And your actions speak louder than what?
Words.
Now, there's nothing you can do now about the past, but there are things you can do about the future, correct? Now, what's the best thing as a mother you can do for your children? Well, I think that you let them know about Jesus Christ. I think that is so important. And I believe it's important that as mothers, you show your children love, but that you also teach them of Jesus and you bring them to the house of God. I never had to ask my mother if we were going to church on a Sunday. You know what would have happened if I would have asked my mother if we were going to a church on a Sunday? She'd have given me the look. We all know that look, don't we? Yeah. We're going to church because that was the way it was. It just simply was. And as mothers, you have a grave responsibility to be an example of your Lord. Now, nobody said it's easy, but it's necessary. It's necessary. And as you become grandparents, well, do you have less of a responsibility? No. But let's go a step further. How about if you're an aunt? Should you still be an example of the Lord? A grandmother? What if you're a dad? A brother? Yes, sister. We that know Jesus Christ as our Savior, what are we to be? Examples of the Lord. We are to show His love. We are to show His concern. God knows best, and He planned families to be mothers and fathers and children. But we understand that things don't always work out that way. Sometimes someone leaves the family, and it can be difficult, but there still is that need to be a positive example. Verse 10, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is what? far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? The search is on in today's society for godly women. Today's society has told us that women can be just as nasty and naughty and vile and immoral as men. Whoopee dingy ding. That doesn't make for a happy society. We need women who want to be virtuous and godly. Virtuous means moral, honest, upright, decent, good, chaste, pure. Pure. Proverbs 12:4 says, a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. You should have a desire to be virtuous. This is honoring to the Lord. And that should be our desire, right? To be honoring to the Lord. Let's look at verse 28. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. I've told you my experience there at Myers looking for a Mother's Day card a number of years ago now. It's more years than I want to remember. But as I was standing there looking for a Mother's Day card, the woman that was standing beside me was fussing because every Mother's Day card, she said, made it sound like you had a great mother. And I could hear her anger and I could hear her frustration because her mother had not been that. That was that mother. But you can be a godly mother. You can be a godly father. You can be a godly example. Her children call her blessed. Have you heard this, that the number one day for calling mothers is on Mother's Day? More than on Christmas or Thanksgiving, it's Mother's Day. We watch a sporting event and the camera comes on, happy players on the sideline or in the dugout, and they never say hi to Dad, do they? What do they say?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Hey, Mother. Love you, Mother. Something about mothers, isn't there? Yes, there is. Verses 29 and 30. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Who shall be praised? Not one that has been very good in their businesses, not one that is beautiful, but she that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. Thank you for godly mothers. We need them. We need more. My favorite Mother's Day verse is in 2 Timothy chapter 1. And if you would turn there, I'd appreciate it. 2 Timothy chapter 1. My desire is to encourage mothers to be one that praiseth the Lord. My desire is to encourage us all to be faithful to our Lord and Savior. And we find in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 5, and I believe you need to have this verse marked or highlighted in some way or form. And Paul is writing to a young preacher boy named Timothy, or Timotheus. And verse 5 says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Unfeigned faith. Unfeigned means genuine. real, heartfelt, sincere, true. It's not a fake. It's not something that you put on just for Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. It is something that is lived. Something that is lived. I never doubted my mother's faith for Jesus Christ. I never doubted her love of the Lord. She cared for the Lord that had saved her. Do we have unfeigned faith that the people we work at know that we are a born-again, Bible-believing Christian? That those that are our family, siblings, cousins, aunts, uncles, do they know of your love for the Lord? What a testimony. My sermon today may, some would say, to have been towards mothers and women in general, but it's to our men also. May we all have the unfeigned faith that these two women had, Eunice and Lois. Shall we stand together? 375 is our song of invitation, just as I am. May we come to Him just as we are and let the Lord make us as He would. Dear Heavenly Father, as we sing this song, Lord, may the Spirit move and hearts be touched. May Your will, Lord, be seen and followed. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen.